The odd thing is that if you talk to people who are in relationships, they're not any happier than you. So this waiting for a relationship is, we all do it. So everyone has that kind of feminine side to them that would love to be in a love relationship. That's a totally natural, loving part of being a human being. The reality of it is that whether you're alone or whether you're in a relationship, you have to deal with your contraction crap and your partners or your potential partners. I like long-term intimate relationships. That's my aesthetic. Some people prefer polyamory. Some people prefer celibacy. Some people are bi, gay, trans. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of every possible thing. Nobody's particularly happy. I mean, whether you're a polyamorist or a monogamist, you're complaining. I know, because they complain to me. You know, I get to hear all those complaints. So what I would say is how deeply you're enjoying existence while you're so-called waiting is how deeply you will enjoy your relationship while you're waiting for the next one. So there's only the present moment, and so the practice is, am I in this present moment allowing my body to manifest love just in sitting there? So in the way I'm shaking my head, does that show love or is that a pattern? In the way I'm breathing, the way my hands are on, just is this the demonstration of my pleasurable, loving demonstration of love, or am I holding back? And we'll see all the unconscious ways we hold back. Now, if you're being as loving as you can be in this moment, nothing can make a difference. So the perfect man walking in just gives you someone to practice with. Is that a good thing? I think so. I like that form of practice. But it has its own, as you see, you'll be complaining immediately that he doesn't meet you. That's what's going to happen. So you have a choice of not being met and having no one to blame, or not being met and having someone to blame. And those are slightly different practices. But the feeling is always, am I waiting for a future moment before I'm willing to feel totally loved? If you are, nothing can help you. So the basic practice is in this current. So if you notice that you're waiting, like this moment may not be great love-wise, but if I had someone, maybe it would be better, or something's better in the future. That feeling that the depth of love could be deeper in the future is you postponing the depth of your love in this moment, which means the only man you can attract is a man who's postponing the depth of his consciousness. So just kind of walking around in the world waiting for that next moment, which is almost everybody, creates a field of lack of presence. You're not here now in your body, which means a very present man would find you difficult to be with because you'd be not present. And just like when a man's not present, you find that difficult to be with. So the first step for men and women equally is, in this present moment, am I consciousness for the masculine practice? And you're also equally consciousness. It's just when you identify with consciousness, your body becomes still and it less sexually polarized. That's all. So in sexual polarity, you play those extremes. So whoever's playing the masculine would be the I am consciousness in this moment. So bad practice is a man or a woman going, I'm not fully conscious now, but I could be if... if something, and that's just a delusion. That's the nature of human delusion, that the next moment will be more conscious or more loving. The next moment might be more comfortable. The form of things change, like I could change this chair, more or less comfortable chair, that's for real. But I'm as conscious as I could be now, period. And you're as loving as you could be now. So you're always attracting people to you who are as rested in the present or as ignorant of the present, not present, as you are. So waiting for this man, which I understand, I'm not criticizing you, my feminine is always wait. I mean, there's always got to be a deeper love. I know what that feels like. So those parts are all going, but always in this present moment, it's I want more now. Not I want more. And in the next minute, maybe I'll meet that person. But in this moment, I want more. So you show the universe more love, but it's always in the present. The next moment is not a solution because it never comes. So that waiting for a man both keeps present men away because you're not present in the moment, you're waiting for the next moment. And it cheats you of just the pleasure of deeply resting in this moment's love, this moment's pleasure. So there's no such thing as kind of like waiting for something to happen ever. That would be a moment of non-practice that we all do. But there's no ever reason to wait. So in this moment, you're as loving as you can be. Now, if you're rested, open, and loving, that man that you're talking about has a chance of noticing you, noticing that depth of presence in your body, like, I am here. So he's like, I am here. Wow, she's here too. That's pretty rare, though. It's really rare for a woman not to be hoping for a different relationship or for a man to think that if only he had a purpose or knew his purpose or had money or something, he'd be free. So men's thing is like, if did, then I'm free. Most men think it has to do with something, money or moving or purpose. But again, that never comes. In this moment, you're either sunk into your deepest purpose and living it, or you're not. You're either sunk into your deepest heart of love or you're not, and most aren't. So we have various practices we could put in place to help us remind us. Ultimately, it's simply being who we are at depth. It's just difficult because we're so habitualized to being superficial and waiting for the next moment. Part of that waiting for the next moment is, and this will be the last thing I say on it, but it's so crucial, you will actually sabotage your relationship so you can wait for the next moment and you have a reason to go on. So the feminine will re-sabotage its own love life in order to have the kind of nobody loves me maybe in the future promise of time. And men, or the masculine, will sabotage their own success. Like from the outside, you'll be with a man and you could see a straight line to what they really want to do. They'll never take that straight line. They'll always put up some kind of obstacle and you'll go, well, why don't you just did it? Well, don't tell me, you know, like they'll immediately have, I don't know if you've experienced that, but if the chance of failure isn't there, a man's not interested. So if he's playing golf and the hole was this big and the golf game consisted of putting from a foot away or something, I mean, how many times can you do that and enjoy it? It's just like, okay. So the masculine in all of us needs the feeling that I might not make it, a little tiny hole way out there. So the feeling is I may or may not fail this moment, and that gives me a reason to live. The feminine feeling is the big hole there is just be loving someone. You can't possibly just love someone. You have to hurt them a little first, you know, keep them far. So you sabotage the relationship. You say the wrong thing. You hurt him in subtle ways. You criticize him, whatever it is. And that kind of puts the hole farther away. Now you got a game. You know, now maybe he doesn't love me. He loves me. He loves me not. So the question, you know, female is he loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Not he loves me. Done. That's the man's dream. But so the quality of us leaning into the next moment, the quality of us going, this moment's not good enough, I'm going to wait for the next moment, which never comes. So we live a whole life and then we look back and we go, fuck, you know. So the feeling of that is I'm going to fail or succeed. The masculine feeling is like, in the next moment, I could fail or succeed. I could fail or succeed. Failing, failing, succeeding, succeeding. All of that is just evolutionary momentum to make us believe in time. But the feminine feeling of that is, you know, if I only had a man, or if I had a different man, or this man loved me more. But in the future, that might happen. So there's a reason to live. So you'll hurt the relationship, you'll sabotage the relationship, you'll break agreements, and then there's a drama. There's a reason to look for the next moment. There's a drama when there's a hole 300 yards out. There's not a drama when there's a huge hole here. There's a drama when you've just criticized him and insulted him. Now you see if he loves you. Whereas if you just love him and he loves you, that doesn't last very that long. So we need to be aware that we are sabotaging each other in order to keep the drama in our lives, to give us a sense of future. When you no longer need that sense of future, so when you're rested in the moment more fully, that whole thing disappears. So the men no longer need to feel successful, like they have to have a sense of purpose, and the feminine or woman no longer feels, in the next moment, maybe he'll love me more. So you're sitting there with a partner.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.